there was quite a bit of fishery. Sandies, honeys, diamonds, some lovely edibles.
The lagoon, there's been plenty of shad having come out, as well as a few gunter and a few stumpies in between.
Those other summer vibes I've been waiting to hear, those other summer species, we know the guys are going to be in the element out there.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, ho, 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 and fish. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters of the angle, welcome to the East Coast Summer Vibe. Welcome to the final show of 2025. Guys, this show is truly thanks to our Angler News team, right? And the reason is because of you, our loyal listeners. So here's what happened. We had a group chat over the week and we decided, should we do a show or not? Should we be around? Are we going to be around? Are we going to have the whole team together? And when that question came up, should we have one last final hurrah for 2025? It was without a doubt, without a question, without any hesitation. The guy says, yes, we have to. Now, if that's not dedication, if that's not passion, if that's not sheer love for the sport and the fire burning inside them for you to feel exactly what we feel, then guys, I don't know what is. So we're going to get into it. But before we do, guys, I want to give a really huge shout out to the company that's been with us since the start, from episode one to now, probably sniffing on episode 350. Guys, it's the one and only, the legendary, the incredible, the guys that pride themselves in KZN use and making sure the anglers get into those strike zones. Guys, it's the company that I have massive respect for. It is the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, just a heads up, there is something massive brewing from the Kingfisher. Give it about a week or so, and you're going to hear all about it. So make sure to follow their socials. And while you're out there, make sure to check out their trading times over this festive period. So once again, always support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher. All right, so let's kick off the show. Let's get into my hometown with what's happening over this festive break. And we are going into it with Mike V, and he's followed by Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? With the sea the way it was and some lovely northeast and all that, the deeper points that throw a lot of fish. There were sandies, honeys, far north the fish came. Even on the south coast, there was quite a bit of fish around. Sandies, honeys, diamonds, some lovely edibles, saw a picture of a couple of kingies. So yeah, it was quite a good week's fishing on the beaches. Some guys got some excellent fish. I saw pictures of sandies over 70 kilos. I saw some pics of honeys in the 80s and the 90s. It was a really good week's fishing. I see we've got some settled conditions coming for us in the next couple of days as well. So I think the fish will be back on the beaches. The guys that made it onto the boats and the paddle skis and all that got rewarded with some very nice fish. A lot of snook around. There was a couple of kuta, a couple of ambers. One or two big yellowtails were hooked and lost. So yeah, the guys had a good job. Doggers, keelback, things like that. Also still 1-1 around, but the Oaks are doing very well in the paddle skis and the ski boats. Durban Bay, except for the rain we had like the last night, it was very nice. The guys got a lot of grunter, a lot of cob. There was quite a few kingies, one or two springer, but with the canals and the rivers in the back of the bay flooding like they did, I think it's going to make the grunters and the cob eat very nicely, especially draw the fish in because all the prawn and the sediment would have sucked down. I think the fish will come in and chow. Guys, have a great one. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope 2026 is very productive for you. Enjoy. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Lick Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing report for the Durban of the ski boat over the last week. Guys, it has been quite a difficult week with the water temperature has dropped quite a bit and some green water came in. But yeah, there's still some dorado around. Some dorado, some nice yellowfin today and some really big dorado. And amongst the spread. But guys, on behalf of myself and the whole of Linsky Fishing Charter crew, I'd like to wish everyone out there a happy Christmas and a happy new year. And guys, tight lines and speed tackle in the new year.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What great news to round off 2025. What a start to the show. All right, so that is Durban absolutely rocking from the rock and surf to the offshore. I absolutely love it. I love this time of the year. I love going out and fishing in my hometown. So yeah, huge shout out to them. Now let's move slightly out of that. We are with Michaela Daniels. Now guys, she is not just getting suntan. She is getting the fish from the rock and surf to the offshore. She's doing it all. She's amongst the anglers. She is one of the latest voices on our show. However, she is deep diving into the news. This is what's going on up on the North Coast.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban reporting for Angler News SA. The past week certainly didn't disappoint, with many of our local Durban anglers getting into some prize catches to end off the year. Starting at Blue Lagoon, there's been plenty of shad having come out, as well as a few grunter and a few stumpies in between. While the guys at Beachwood also hooked into some lovely shad and one or two grunter and a few rays. For the guys in Virginia, there's been a couple pompano coming out, as well as a few shad and the odd grunter. Moving along to Mpumalanga, there's been plenty of shad and sharks coming out in the early mornings and late evenings, while there's been a few stumpies being caught throughout the day. For the offshore side, there's been plenty of snook coming out off backland, while we saw some lovely dorado, yellowfin tuna and wahoo coming out from the deep over the weekend. The bottoms, guys, there's been plenty of rockards and reds coming out, with the odd amberjack in between. Moving up to Mploti, the rock and surf anglers have been getting into some shad, stumpies and cave bass, while the offshore has still been producing some lovely coots, as well as a couple of dorado and tuna in the deep, while the bottoms fishermen have been getting stuck into some big rockards and a few yellowtail. That's going to be it from me, guys. Wishing you all a safe and merry Christmas. Tight lines, and we'll be back in the new year.
Thank you, Michaela. What a great report. Absolutely enjoying every bit of summer with that variety of species. That is really, really exciting. We do not have to travel too far out of Durban. So great report coming out of there. Now let's stick on the North Coast, but let's get further up. We are starting from Westbrook, moving into the deeper end, and we have it with our Westbrook Daiwa Ninja Deandra.
This past week has been firework with non-edibles in the North Coast. It's been mixed sizes of flatfish like sandies, brown rays, blue rays, diamonds and honeys from Belita to as far as St. Lucia that we are covering reports on. Some anglers had great luck in search of some raggies and landed these beauties within the Tugela area. Seas turned a bit with large swells and strong currents over the weekend, with very few reports on non-edibles, but good few edibles made their way onto the beach with catches of shad, stumpies and some bronze bream. The biggest seas is no reason not to get a bait into the water. There are lots of scratching species around like wave garrick and big-sized blacktails. If the opportunity presents itself, make a trip out on the water for some deeper water fishing, as there are plenty of dorado around offshore for those seeking a bit of an adventure. The dories are all along the coast at the moment, and some sizes up to 19 kilograms have been reported on the upper north coast side. This summer is in full swing with a variety of species to target. There will be a few good windows of opportunity this week to get some rods bending. A big thanks to everybody listening in every week throughout this year. Wishing you a blessed festive season and a prosperous new year. I'm Deandra reporting for Angler News South Africa. Tightlines.
Thank you, Dee. What a cook-off for report. Just like the weather up on the North Coast, it's going to be sizzling and it's just going to cook more and more and more. Now, guys, just a reminder, if you want to meet with any of our Angler News reporters, you're going to find them on the beach and they will be more than willing to share some of this East Coast content with you and, you know, really fish with them and learn from them. These guys are like doing it every week in their local areas, and no one knows the area better than a local. Right, now let's move on up to the Midlands with Jan. Now this is another reporter that's been so dedicated. There was a storm coming, the Mudma Dam was overflowing, and he still brought out the news. This is what it's about.
Hey there, guys. Just a quick one from me up here, up in the Midlands. Just as things looked like it was starting to pick up and there were some fish coming up towards the tail end of last week, then the Midlands got slapped with another massive storm, as no doubt you will have seen in the news. Anything between 40 and 50 mils, pretty much widespread, and then a massive dump of 170 mils closer to the Moy Riverside, which has unfortunately pretty much blown out anything. Rivers are popped, swamped, and the Midlands is pretty much the mudlands currently at the moment. That being said, the Sterkfontein Dam further north up towards Harry Smith is just producing some solid bars of gold. So if you guys are into a yellowfish and sturkeys on a draft, time to head on north, because there's some cracking fish coming up there. Which just leaves me to say, Merry Christmas to all of you listeners out there. Thanks very much for the support of Kingfisher and, of course, to the podcasts and the reports. And best wishes for New Year's. Tightlines. And we'll catch you on the rebound in the new year. And this is Jan Carbal reporting for Kingfisher Pier Maritzburg and Angler News South Africa.
Jan, you're an absolute legend. All the best to you as well over this festive period, my friend. And guys, remember, if you are heading up to the Midlands, before you get up there, give the Kingfisher Pier Maritzburg a call. Speak to Jan, speak to Michael, any of the guys out there. They will be more than willing to assist you in getting into those strike zones up in the Midlands area. Now, let's bring it back to the beach, down the South Coast. Well, more so the Mid-South Coast. And we are getting into that news with Ray Thompson.
Over the last couple of days, we have had fish, in particular the Scottborough, Barber area, a couple of good sand sharks in that area over the last 2 days. There were quite a few flatfish in the Warner Beach area, Ilovo area. And I'm talking about sand sharks once again. There seems to be a lot of sand sharks around, as well as a lot of shad at Inkle. Are the two places that have produced the most shad. Scottborough has had the odd licking of grey sharks, as well as the odd sandy and brown skate around. The weather, unfortunately, has turned foul. A lot of rain coming out in the Lova area. That river is flooding at the moment. Water is brown, but it'll take 2 to 3 days, and the fishing will pick up for those flatfish. For those of you that want to go and target those sand sharks and those eagle rays.
Thank you, Ray. Those are those summer vibes I've been waiting to hear. Those are those summer species. We know the guys are going to be in the element out there. It is going to be a blast, right? So we don't have to travel too far out of Durban to head down to the Mid-South. The fish are there. But one place where it is on fire at the moment. We are going to leave it all to our South Coast guru, Adam, to tell us all about it.
Hey, Vanessa, I hope you're doing, my friend. So just want to round out the end of the year by saying that everyone down on the lower South Coast has been beautifully rewarded with fish recently. The Dorado Derby held at Ramsgate Ski Boat Club produced some beautiful fish. Nice Dorado, Wahoo or two in the mix, a couple of gas-sized tunas, and even the private boats got stuck into the Yellowtail and the Amberjack. So really nice to see that the fish are around, and even some tropicals as well. Bottom fishing being a bit slow now, just going over to the rock and surf side of things. Guys are still getting non-edge sharks. We've had just a couple of crazy days of northeast. We had that massive rain last night, so I hope everyone is safe out there. The water is really brown, a lot of debris, so I don't predict any sort of decent fish coming out in the next few days. But prior to that, never mind just the non-eds, we also had a bit of shad, a bit of bream around. So yeah, it was definitely exciting. A couple of gary, a few smaller cob. So again, just the South Coast was producing those species lists in numbers. In terms of freshwater side of things, it has been a little bit on the quiet side, but let's hope after all this brown water clears, it'll be good. But to everyone else out there, guys, just want to say thank you so much for listening. All the best for the future. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's.
Adam, you absolute beauty. Gosh, guys. Okay, so it was some real severe storms down on the South Coast, but you know what? They always recover, and I have no doubt by this weekend, it's going to be spectacular again. In fact, there was already fish coming out by the time of me doing this report, so there is nothing stopping the South Coast. There's nothing stopping Adam, and there's nothing stopping the rest of the Angler News reporters in bringing you this news. So it's been a great way to round off this year. I am honored, I am privileged to have been working with a team that's as dedicated as I am, that is as passionate as I am to deliver the news. And it is so hard to find, you know, a crew that you can work with that has such good chemistry, especially when the team is as big as ours. So, you know, to my reporters, I am truly grateful for this year to have worked with you guys and to have put all these shows together. And to you, the listeners, thank you so much for hitting that play button. It truly means the world to us. It is exactly what I said at the start of the show. It's what fuels us. It's what keeps us going. It's what makes us bring out a show even on Christmas Eve. So thank you. Thank you so much. We are going to take a 1 week break, and we will be back on the 7th of January with our next show. We can't wait for it. It's going to be another amazing year. It's going to be a rocker of a year. We are feeling super positive and excited about it. So until then, guys, you know what? Get out there. Get those rods bending. Get the summer vibe flowing. Get those reels screaming. And with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.